Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
We're different packages, I'm sure. If we go, you know, I don't know what the first package is, but if you're asking me if Ramondre is on some sort of discipline, no. The discipline is we need our best players to play in a game and do their job and take care of the football, and we all have to do that. Drake had an interception and a fumble. We're not going to play Josh right now. We have to fix those things. The people around them have to be better, and I'm confident that we will. And if it continues to, I'm not going to talk about the alternative. I'll, you know, go down that road later. But you know, those are things that we have to get fixed. But we also have to do good things with the football and make people miss and make yards and catch it and block, you know, when they blitz. So we're confident that those guys can do.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens here at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Fitzy, reaction to that, the idea that, well, I mean, Drake fumbled too. You want me to bench him too? Like, I'm not sure what I think of this comment by the head coach. This seems to continue the, feels like something Mayo would have said era of Mike Vrabel's tenure here in New England.
Oh, can I hate that more? Let me look. No, I can't. Can't hate that enough. Sorry. Like, love the coach, love the team, want him to do great. Hate that. Like, you gotta, I don't care how much work he puts in on it. The running back can't fumble on the goal line. The quarterback knows he obviously can't throw an interception on the goal line. And to a degree, that's a good point by him. Like, well, I'm not going to bench the quarterback, so why should I bench the running back? Because your running back...
Wait, did you say that's a good point? It's not a good point.
No, on the surface, it seems like a good point. On the surface, it seems like a good point. But your running back, that's the one job he has. Don't put the ball in the carpet. You can't do that. The quarterback is putting the ball into space where people have a chance to make plays. The running back's sole job is to hold on to it. People can try to jab at it, punch it out, use a helmet, get a lid on it. But your sole job is to advance the ball forward, holding on to it. I'm sorry. I think that's a terrible take by the coach. And the fact that you called this the continuing Gerard Mayoification of the early Mike Vrabel tenure... Dude, you're
wrong.
No.
Let's go. I mean, like, it is what it is. We got to call it what it is.
Strange. We all thought he was going to come in and, you know, split the diff on half Parcells, half Belichick, full Vrabel. And instead, I'm going to go back to yesterday. What Tom Curran told us in the 3:30 weekly Thursday slot. Mayo needs to get meaner. Like, there's got to be a little more like.
You mean Vrabel. Freudian slip there.
Oh, my
God. You said
God.
Mayo needs to get meaner.
Look
wow, they're interchangeable in Fitzy's brain. Oh, Mayo and Vrabel, God. Vrabel and Mayo, same guy.
Oh,
wow.
What a shame. What a shame.
And you don't see color like Robert.
Freudian slips, yeah, exactly. God, what a disaster. Oh, yeah. You know, all he's got to do is come out and call Kraft Young Thunder, and that's it. I'm out.
Yeah, then we're done. Jerseys. But then the problem I have with this is it hasn't been great to start the year. They're 1-2. They think they could be 3-0. They're wrong. They could be 0-3. Vrabel's supposed to have 6 years of coaching experience under his belt and playoff games and going tete-a-tete with Bill Belichick and all these things. It doesn't feel like he's handling early minor adversity very well. Makes me wonder, what happened, as you like to say, Fitzy, in November, early December, when the adversity feels a little stronger and the pressure feels a little more intense? How the hell is he going to handle it then?
You a big believer in accountability?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I feel like I'm being set up here. If my wife said that to me, I'd be like, what do you mean by that?
Well, someone said they would empty the dishwasher and walk the dog. Oh, sorry, that's my life. So when you have like a football team, there's accountability. You know, this if this person doesn't make this block, if this person doesn't interpret the coverage this way, if this person doesn't, I don't know, put the ball on the ground time and again, you have a job, you have to do it. Each and every one responsibility correlates to another and they interconnect for productivity. When someone doesn't do their job, it costs the whole team. Why isn't there any sort of like, there's no penalty, there's no ramification? It sends a bad message like, guys, You can make mistakes. It's fine. It's all right. Not only are we not going to, you know, cry about or get mad about spilled milk, we're all going to get some paper towels. We're all going to get down on our knees and clean it up. And then I'm just going to pour you an even bigger glass right afterward.
617-779-7937. Seems like somebody has a very strong reaction to our opinions, Fitzy. Boston Bar Guy wants to check in. What's up, Bar Guy?
Hey, what's up, guy? What's up,
there
guy?
He is.
Fitzy. Yeah. Fitzy. You're comparing. You're comparing Mayo to Vrabel. Are you kidding me? There's no comparison. And I thought Vrabel, you know, he's trying to build this team, all right. And we do need a Raimondi. And I'll be the first one to say you can't put the ball on the ground. I thought they made a terrible mistake by giving him the ball inside the five last week. But you know, it's a team building process right now. We have the talent. We had five turnovers. Can't happen, or you're going to lose a football game. But you can't give up on guys the third week of the season. You just can't. All right, guys, I'll talk to you.
Hey, Bar Thanks. Guy, I appreciate that very much.
Drop him, please, Stiz.
Yep. I am not giving up. First of all, it's not a full comparison to Gerard Mayo. It's more like, wow, this reminds you a little bit of the way last year got started when Gerard Mayo was your coach. And second, again, like sometimes somebody needs to take a seat, take a look, and then think about how they can prevent the mistake that they made from happening again, as opposed to getting out there, just running it back and saying, oh, I worked even harder on it this week. Well, what's going to happen if you put – Andy, what happens this week? Let's say they get Henderson going, then he gets a little tired, and they think, you know what, let's give Raimondre a few here. We have a 17-point lead, and oh, no, the ball came out again.
Well, you don't do anything because you're not going to bench the quarterback and the running back. That doesn't make any sense. You're just going to keep rolling him out there. Also, Boston Bar Guy, we need to clarify, you realize this isn't 3 weeks for Raimondre Stevenson. He's been in the NFL for a while now, had a fumbling issue for a while now, including seven last year. He had seven effing fumbles last year. He fumbled in the first in-stadium practice. This is a thing, and I would also say some really good players. Tiki Barber's one you brought up, Fitzy. Kevin Falk is a Patriots Hall of Famer who had fumbling issues and lost playing time for fumbling issues. Just because you bench a guy this week doesn't necessarily mean you're quote-unquote giving up on him. And then the other aspect of it, the Mayo-Vrabel aspect of it, was Mayo not trying to build a team last year too when we started criticizing, questioning, wondering about how he was doing it, and it didn't play out very well. It ended up costing him his job at the end of the season. And no, I am not predicting that Mike Vrabel will have his job in question at the end of the season. I can't. It's almost impossible for me to envision a world where that would happen, where they would be considering not bringing Vrabel back. But if you're just looking at the months of August and September, Mike Vrabel has made a lot of curious decisions, comments, and mistakes coaching the Patriots.
That point, sir, is inarguable. However, I am a believer in his abilities, and I do think there are better players on this roster. And while I'm not predicting duck boats, I will say I think Sunday does represent as good a get-right game and opportunity for this team to get out there, be productive, put some crooked numbers on the board, and get themselves feeling better about what they're capable of before they head into the Helms Deep, that is Buffalo, on Sunday Night Football in Week 5.
Football Talk here on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get started today. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots Monday on a Fenway Friday, Fenway Park. It's time for our three-point stances. And I have an interesting reaction to those Celtics press conferences yesterday. It was weird. I didn't like it. I'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons, three-point stance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.